the one communication rule that solves 80% of workplace problems. In the complex landscape of modern workplace dynamics, where teams navigate remote collaboration, diverse perspectives, and constant change, one fundamental truth emerges: most workplace problems stem from communication breakdowns. Whether it's missed deadlines, team conflicts, unclear expectations, or low morale, the root cause often traces back to how we communicate with one another. After years of studying workplace dynamics and observing successful organizations, a simple yet powerful pattern becomes clear. There's one communication rule that, when consistently applied, resolves approximately 80% of workplace issues. This isn't hyperbole, it's a reflection of how the Pareto principle operates in organizational communication, where a small number of fundamental practices create the majority of positive outcomes. That rule is surprisingly simple: seek first to understand, then to be understood. Understanding the power of the 80-20 rule in workplace communication. The concept of focusing on the vital few rather than the trivial many isn't new to business operations. The Pareto principle has long been recognized as a powerful tool for workplace efficiency, helping organizations identify which efforts yield the greatest returns. When applied to communication, this principle reveals that most workplace conflicts, misunderstandings, and inefficiencies can be traced to a fundamental failure: people talking past each other instead of truly listening and understanding. Think about the last workplace conflict you witnessed or experienced. Whether it was a disagreement about project priorities, confusion over role responsibilities, or tension between team members, the underlying issue likely wasn't the surface-level problem being discussed. Instead, it was probably a communication breakdown where individuals were more focused on making their point than understanding others' perspectives. This pattern repeats across organizations of every size and industry. Research on employee productivity consistently shows that communication issues represent the majority of workplace challenges, affecting everything from project completion rates to employee satisfaction scores. Why this rule works: the psychology behind understanding first. When someone feels heard and understood, their defensive barriers naturally lower. This psychological shift creates space for productive dialogue, collaborative problem solving, and genuine connection. Conversely, when people feel misunderstood or dismissed, they become entrenched in their positions, leading to the very conflicts that plague so many workplaces. The effectiveness of this approach isn't just theoretical. Professional networks are filled with testimonials from leaders who have transformed their team dynamics by implementing this single communication principle. The results speak for themselves: reduced conflicts, improved collaboration, and enhanced productivity. Consider how this rule addresses the most common workplace communication failures. Assumption-based communication: instead of assuming you understand someone's perspective, position, or motivations, you actively seek to understand their viewpoint first. This eliminates the majority of misunderstandings that occur when people operate on incorrect assumptions. Reactive communication: rather than immediately responding with your own agenda or defensive position, you pause to truly comprehend what the other person is communicating, both explicitly and implicitly. One-way communication: instead of treating communication as a monologue where you are simply waiting for your turn to speak, you engage in genuine dialogue where understanding flows both ways. Practical implementation: how to seek understanding first. Implementing this communication rule requires both mindset shifts and practical skills. The most successful workplace communicators understand that effective communication involves specific behaviors and practices that can be learned and refined over time. Active listening techniques: true understanding requires more than passive hearing. It involves asking clarifying questions, paraphrasing what you've heard, and paying attention to both verbal and nonverbal cues. When team members feel genuinely heard, they're more likely to reciprocate with openness and cooperation. Emotional intelligence application: understanding first means recognizing not just what someone is saying, but how they're feeling about the situation. Are they frustrated, overwhelmed, excited, or concerned? Acknowledging these emotional undertones creates deeper connection and more effective problem solving. Perspective taking: before presenting your own viewpoint, make a genuine effort to see the situation through the other person's eyes. What pressures are they facing? What information might they have that you lack? What are their priorities and constraints? Real-world applications across workplace scenarios. This communication rule proves its worth across virtually every workplace interaction. In team meetings, instead of immediately pushing your agenda, start by understanding what others are trying to accomplish and what challenges they're facing. This approach naturally leads to more collaborative solutions and reduces the adversarial dynamics that often characterize workplace discussions. During performance conversations, whether you're giving or receiving feedback, the principle of understanding first transforms potentially contentious discussions into productive development opportunities. When employees feel their manager truly understands their perspective and challenges, they're more receptive to feedback and more committed to improvement. In client relationships, this rule is equally powerful. Business communities consistently emphasize the importance of understanding client needs before proposing solutions. This approach not only improves client satisfaction but also leads to more effective and targeted solutions. Cross-departmental collaboration, often a source of workplace friction, becomes significantly smoother when team members prioritize understanding each other's objectives, constraints, and success metrics before advocating for their own departmental needs. Overcoming common implementation challenges. While the concept of seeking understanding first is simple, implementation can be challenging in fast-paced work environments where immediate action and quick decisions are often prioritized. The key is recognizing that taking time to understand actually accelerates problem-solving by addressing root causes rather than symptoms. Time pressure often leads people to skip the understanding phase and jump straight to solution mode. However, experienced leaders know that solutions developed without proper understanding of the problem and perspectives involved are often ineffective and require rework, ultimately consuming more time and resources. Another common challenge is the competitive nature of many workplace cultures, where being right often seems more important than being effective. Professional development in communication skills helps individuals recognize that seeking understanding first doesn't mean being passive or weak, it means being strategically intelligent about how to achieve the best outcomes. Building a culture of understanding first communication. Individual adoption of this communication rule creates ripple effects throughout an organization. When leaders model understanding first behavior, team members naturally begin to adopt similar approaches in their own interactions. This creates a positive feedback loop that elevates the entire organization's communication culture. Training programs that focus on this fundamental principle tend to be more effective than those that try to address dozens of different communication techniques. By concentrating on the core skill of seeking understanding first, organizations can create substantial improvements in workplace dynamics without overwhelming employees with complex communication frameworks. The most successful implementations involve regular practice and reinforcement. Leadership development programs that emphasize listening and understanding as primary leadership skills often see significant improvements in team performance and employee engagement. Measuring the impact, tracking communication improvements. Organizations that implement understanding-first communication principles typically see measurable improvements in several key areas. Project completion rates improve as team members better understand requirements, expectations, and interdependencies. Employee satisfaction scores increase as people feel more heard and valued in their workplace interactions. Conflict resolution becomes more efficient and effective. Instead of lengthy disputes that drain time and energy, issues are addressed more quickly and collaboratively when all parties feel understood. This leads to more creative solutions and stronger working relationships. Customer satisfaction often improves as well, as employees who practice understanding-first communication naturally extend these skills to external relationships. Clients appreciate feeling heard and understood, leading to stronger business relationships and improved outcomes. Advanced applications, beyond basic understanding. Once the fundamental principle of seeking understanding first becomes habitual, more sophisticated applications emerge. Advanced practitioners learn to understand not just immediate perspectives but also underlying motivations, systemic constraints, and long-term objectives. This deeper level of understanding enables more strategic communication that addresses root causes rather than surface symptoms. It also facilitates more effective change management, as leaders who understand stakeholder perspectives can design change initiatives that account for different concerns and motivations. In negotiation and influence situations, understanding first provides crucial insights that enable win-win solutions. Assertive communication becomes more effective when it's built on a foundation of genuine understanding rather than aggressive pushing of personal agendas. Technology and understanding-first communication. In our increasingly digital workplace, the principle of seeking understanding-first becomes even more critical. Written communication lacks the nuance of face-to-face interaction, making misunderstandings more likely. However, the same fundamental rule applies: seek to understand the sender's intent, context, and perspective before crafting your response. Video calls and virtual team interactions benefit tremendously from this approach. When team members make conscious efforts to understand each other's remote work challenges, technical constraints, and communication preferences, virtual collaboration becomes significantly more effective. The ripple effect: how understanding first transforms organizations. Organizations that embrace understanding-first communication often discover that this single principle catalyzes broader cultural improvements. Trust levels increase as people feel more heard and valued. Innovation flourishes as diverse perspectives are genuinely understood and integrated rather than dismissed or overlooked. Decision-making processes improve as leaders gather better information and consider more perspectives before making choices. This leads to decisions that are not only better informed but also have greater buy-in from stakeholders who feel their input was genuinely understood and considered. The principle even extends to external relationships with customers, partners, and vendors. Professional development resources consistently emphasize that understanding stakeholder perspectives is fundamental to business success in today's interconnected economy. Conclusion. In a world of complex communication frameworks, elaborate training programs, and sophisticated technology solutions, it's remarkable that one simple principle can address the majority of workplace communication problems. Yet this reflects a fundamental truth about human nature: people want to feel heard, understood, and valued. The rule of seeking understanding first before seeking to be understood isn't just a communication technique, it's a philosophy that recognizes the inherent worth and perspective of every individual in the workplace. When this principle becomes embedded in organizational culture, it creates an environment where people can do their best work, collaborate effectively, and solve problems together. The beauty of this approach lies in its simplicity and universal applicability. Whether you're a frontline employee, middle manager, or senior executive, whether you're in a startup or established corporation, whether you're dealing with internal teams or external stakeholders, the principle remains the same: understand first, then seek to be understood. By focusing on this single communication rule, organizations can address the vast majority of workplace problems that stem from misunderstanding, miscommunication, and lack of genuine connection. In doing so, they create workplaces that are not only more productive and efficient but also more human and fulfilling for everyone involved.